Stacey Francis-Bayman here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit and netball team wear. Netballs plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, and let me introduce now one of a very few select group of people where I've actually recorded the chat for the podcast before 10 o'clock in the morning. Belinda, this list includes the likes of Sharni, Laura Geitz, Sarah Wall and Gretel, so special group of people.
Oh, thank you. What an elite group of names. I'm not sure I quite see that. but I am really excited to be chatting with you.
You've written a wonderful book, The Kid Who Never Gave Up, for our friends at NetFit. Tell me a bit about your current involvement in netball, because you're an elite coach, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I coach netball. Netball is absolutely my passion. I suppose you could call me a bit of a netty nerd. I coach locally. I'm a country girl from on the border of New South Wales and Victoria in Australia. So I coach locally there and travel to Melbourne frequently to coach down there in our VNL state league. And I've also assistant coached our under 17s and under 19 state team for Victoria as well. So coaching is a huge part of who I am, and I just love the game and what it gives to everybody involved, from staff and players and families. It's such a great game, our game of netball.
So in the book, The Kid Who Never Gave Up, we join a kid who attends her first netball team tryout. As a coach, yes, you would have seen the younger players who've experienced that anticipation and maybe not everything goes as well as it should do for them.
Yeah, absolutely. The book, my motivation for writing the book just started really organically with my hope to have a bit of positive dialogue with my own two little girls that I've got. I've got Amelia and Coco, who's Amelia's nearly 10 and Coco's just turned 8. And it's about my experience, really, that I think a lot of little girls face, and not little girls, just little girls, but boys now too, because obviously men's netball is starting to take off as well. But, you know, the nerves and things that happen and the importance of the outcome we can have some influence over if we're prepared, and we're prepared to do the hard work and knockbacks and setbacks and feedback that can be quite difficult to stomach sometimes is a part of life. And how we bounce back from that, you know, determines who we are as people. So that was a bit of my motivation for it. And, yeah, just that resilience, especially after COVID, how important that is to build the capacity in our little girls especially.
And just about giving players that boost as well. Is there any particular age that it's aimed at?
Yeah, so I aimed it probably 4 to 7-year-olds. As I said, my Amelia still loves it, but it sort of sits with that, we call it Net Set Go here in Australia. So that foundational level when they first start coming into netball and start advancing into some of their first tryouts. So we start here at under 11s, you know, so hopefully by reading this book, when they do come up to their first tryouts, they've got that message already in the back of their mind that this is just an opportunity and it's a moment in time, and whatever happens, what you do with that next is what counts.
Netballers worldwide will have their own particular traditions. Do you have any? Because obviously the book talks about having lucky purple socks.
Yeah, I did. I did. I did have, and the colour, I had a lucky pair of socks, but actually the colour purple comes with being Amelia's favourite colour when she was little, but also Brilliant. The Confident Girls Foundation here in Australia. Colouring's purple as well, so I thought that was a really nice synergy across that too, and yeah, so that's why it's purple.
Mind you, I've got to say that if I tried to play any kind of sport with my dog, it'd probably run away with the ball.
Yes. I have two brothers, so it was a lot of cricket and AFL footy in our backyard that got played, and basketball, and when it came to netball they weren't so interested, and it was one of those funny games, it's really hard to practice on your own. So I used to try and chase the dog and block the dog, and so it was a bit of fun in that too. And you know, we all have that pet that's really endearing to us, so there's some funny memories for myself and my family around that.
And the book itself is just really wonderfully illustrated by Sarah Wall and also Emma Wright. That makes a big difference when it comes to things like this, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I was really blessed. As I said, it was really organic how it started, and I have a really dear friend who I shared it with. I was a bit reluctant to because I am a sporto. I'm not creative. So this is definitely my first time delving into something like this. So I have such immense respect for authors, you know, putting themselves out there on paper. So I showed my friend and she said, hey, you should contact Sarah. This is actually pretty good, and see if she'll get on board. And I did, and I knew Sarah from back in my playing days. We'd crossed paths. So I sent her the manuscript and she loved it. And she said, hey, I am a bit of a creative. What if I do the illustrations? So it was quite amazing how it all came together and seemed really like it was meant to be.
It is available on Amazon here in the UK, The Kid Who Never Gave Up. But Belinda, also available on the Netfit Netball website, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I hope people are able to jump on and purchase it and enjoy the story because it's a little bit funny and there's some awesome messaging in there. And, you know, the pictures are really amazing too. So it's a great experience reading with your children. And hopefully this is an experience that you can share with your little girls.
First of many. I've dropped that on you.
Well, she's made the team, so we probably need to know what happens next.
Brilliant. Belinda, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your support, and I'm glad to hear that you enjoyed the story too.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.